Thank you.
Thank you.
From the Director of the Department of Transportation requesting approval of a relocation settlement at the warehouse building located at 10310 and 10310A West Watertown Plank Road.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Brian, you want to start us off?
Sure. Thanks, Chairman, committee members. Real briefly, this is a relocation settlement amount that we're bringing for you for approval. The amount has been negotiated on behalf of our counsel, Mr. Alan Markovitz, who's here to provide information about that. The amount of settlement is $3.9 million, as it states in the report. This settlement would complete the transaction with LMC, Brainerd, and Children's Hospital. I will kick it over to Mr. Markovitz for some further explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Markovitz. I'm going to try to do this briefly, and I appreciate expediting it so we could get it in this afternoon. Today's proposed settlement has been made possible by completing successfully and then closing with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation on the fleet facility. As this committee knows, you supported and the county board approved a settlement agreement with fleet. Happy to report that the county has already received the $17 million in cash payments from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, in addition to $5.6 million of work commitments to be done relative to the fleet project. Included in the $17 million which we received were funds to accomplish four purposes. First, to acquire MRMC's leasehold interest in the property where they have the right to be on that property until 2038. As well as the building that they own and built on the property lease from Milwaukee County. The second is to relocate Frederick Hospital's warehouse from where it is now. Third was to relocate Children's Hospital's warehouse from where it is now. And the fourth component of this of the allocation from the $17 million was to permit the relocation of the county shops to the Lapham Street property in West Allis, which this committee has also approved for acquisition purposes. I'm happy to tell you that we are well within the amount allocated for these four tasks and actually have some money left over, which we will have some fun, I'm sure, over the course of the next 6 months figuring out where that needs to go. But the reason we're within the amount allocated is because of the cost of acquiring Lapham, and I can tell you that we obtained, through the efforts of all the team, a $150,000 price reduction on acquiring that property from the $2 million approved by this committee, because there's some work that needs to be done to shape that building up to get it to the point where it should be. And now with the $3.9 million that's proposed in this comprehensive settlement. This comprehensive settlement has been made possible principally because MRMC, Children's, and Freighter unified their efforts and engaged single counsel, Mr. Randall, Mr. Brian Randall, who's here to my left, as their representative. We went through a process of exemplary good faith negotiation, which has been completed and has led to the proposal before you today, which is to expend a grand total of $3.9 million for three of the four tasks that I previously outlined, MRMC, Children's, and Freighter. It has our recommendation, and it is here for your consideration today, and I'm happy to answer any questions that members of the committee may have, and I think Mr. Randall would like the opportunity to express the position on the part of our negotiating partners to the committee as well.
Mr. Randall, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman Mayo, members of the committee. Brian Randall of Freebirds Finnerty in St. John, here on behalf of and with great privilege, Milwaukee Regional Medical Center, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and Frederick Memorial Lutheran Hospital. Indeed, as Mr. Markovitz indicated, I was ultimately hired by all three to work on this matter, and we wholeheartedly support it. We believe that it is a fair deal. We've been made whole. Brian Dranzik and Julie Esch and their team worked very hard on it for many months, as did Mr. Markovitz, and we look forward to your support and approval of this. And, in fact, we're in the process of making the arrangements to move our materials out to vacate the premises, which is the ultimate part of the deal. My boys, we drive through that area. They like to see all the diggers and then various things going on. I'm not so sure. I'm looking forward to that for seven more years of all the pieces in place. But the county is doing its part for the facilities that it has. And this was, while a rather small but important piece, and I thank everyone for their time, and we ask again for your support in approving this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we're fully versed on the subject, I'd like to move approval of the item.
I have a question. Someone be recognizing me?
What's the question?
I want to ask Mr. Randall if he's aware that Frederick is suing Milwaukee County.
I am not, and I do not represent them if they are.
What? Any other questions about the process?
They're suing us for $2 million, and that's because of those graves where the facility is. And it needs to, you know, I mean, I appreciate the work that you both have done. But, you know, there's certain things that you don't forget. And, you know, if we're all going to be partners in this thing, it needs to be known that simple little things like this, and Frater, shame on them, and I'll tell you why. We gave them the emergency facility that that we had at Doane Hospital, okay? You know, for all of the goodwill that we have done for Frater, for them to, in essence, turn around because now in their expansion, we find some more of the paupers' graves. We, Milwaukee County, will be on the hook for $2 million. So that's not chump change, gentlemen. And it needs to be known that some of this kind of stuff should not be forgotten.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor.
Thank you. Just a question about the difference between the two appraisals. Wondering if there's any easy explanation of that, a different method. I mean, how they're...
Supervisor, all I...
More than twice.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Chairman, Supervisor. If I ever see two appraisals on the same property come in at the same number, it may be the greatest shock of my adult life. In this case, the difference between the appraisal amounts was also overlaid with the difference in estimated costs of relocation. The difference between the appraisals was most of this difference, but they were done under different techniques, under different approaches. I can tell you, as I think was indicated in the report, we wound up with a very firm position of about $3 million and a very firm position of $6.4 million, and through a lot of back and forth and cooperation, we were able to resolve it at the $3.9 million figure that is before you. The only way to really be sure what all of this is to go through protracted and expensive litigation to an uncertain result. What you try to do is come up with a settlement that is defensible and fair and avoid all of that uncertainty and all of that expense. The cost of litigating all of this would be clearly in six figures, and since the county has got us working on so many other elements of this particular project, I thought it might not be a bad idea if you didn't have to pay for legal services to litigate any of these issues. I also want to remind you that we are under a conditional agreement with the Department of Transportation, which requires us to have these premises turned over, ready for demolition by the end of October. One of the things that this settlement accomplishes is it removes any possibility that we could have any delay or any backed into a breach of our agreement with the state. So when you take everything into consideration, I think it's fair. Judge Decker, who used to be in the circuit court, used to say he knew that there was a fair settlement when both sides were equally unhappy. And perhaps that's a good standard for all of us to consider. I know that MRMC and Fredert and Children's would have liked to have had more. The county would have liked them to have taken less, but what I think has been forged here is reasonable. I would say, not necessarily tongue-in-cheek, Supervisor Borkowski, that if there's another dispute between Fredert and the county, maybe it would be a good idea if Mr. Randall and I got a chance to take a look at trying to resolve that issue, and maybe we would be successful in resolving that issue as we have this one.
I say go for it.
Mr. Chairman, that was my only question. I want to be clear that it's my understanding that they're not actually suing us as much as they're asking us to live up to the bad agreement that we apparently offered them.
And what if we don't do it?
Well, I mean, that's another topic. But I just to be clear, that was an agreement we signed, saying that we took on more responsibility than we should have, and they're holding us to that now. So I do agree that it's expended a lot of goodwill, but we're not technically being sued by it.
Okay, on that note, Madam Chair, call the roll on item number 3.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
I thank everyone for coming. Meeting adjourned.